We get it underway, though, by welcoming to the show the co-host for the 21st year as of Thanksgiving Day of the National Dog Show presented by Purina. Teaming up with our friend John O'Hurley again this year is David Fry, and David joins us this afternoon. It's great to talk with you. John O'Hurley is a longtime friend of our show, but we've been wanting to speak with you for a long time, so it's a real treat for us.
Well, thank you. I'm providing dogs barking in the background to set the mood and get everybody in the right frame of mind for the National Dog Show.
Well, I think that's great to have. The 21st year of the broadcast, could you have ever imagined what a big success this show would become?
Well, I knew how people feel about their dogs, and we just happened to land in the right place with a time slot on Thanksgiving Day, where families are gathered around the kitchen usually, but we get them to gather around the TV to watch dog shows instead of football. So it becomes, it made sense that it should be successful and that people should have fun doing it. And I've been lucky. I've got a great partner in John, of course. Who wouldn't want to have John O'Hurley as your partner? The only thing I complain about is having to stand next to him on camera, you know, a guy who's 6'3" and lean and perfect hair. I'm not quite in that category, but we have a great time with it. He's worked hard in 20 years to learn about the dog, and he got a great eye for a good dog, and appreciates what our sport is all about and about what our dogs are all about as well.
Well, and you two also have great chemistry together, and obviously, you know, some of that comes from working together this long, but it comes through that you two genuinely like each other and are enjoying what you're doing.
Well, we do, and I think that helps us present that feeling on the air that we're there, we're smiling, we're laughing along with the people at home and having a great time because we have our own dogs, we hang out at dog shows. We have a great time together, and in 20 years we become very close friends. It didn't take 20 years to do that, but it certainly has been nurtured along by the 20 years, and we want to keep doing it. Last year was our 20th year anniversary. John gave me an oil painting that he commissioned of a photo of me and my dog on the Oregon coast, and I gave him a beautiful plaque that inducted him as a member of the Dog Guy Society. He's only the second member after me. So we go along, we have a good time, and we are blessed to be around all these great dogs and great people in the dog show world.
Well, what's the process for this? We only see a small fragment of what is a very long weekend of getting down to the best in breeds that we see.
Well, it's a three-part competition, really. It starts at the breed level, where all the Irish setters, I'll pick John's favorite breed, all the Irish setters compete at the breed level against other Irish setters. One of them is selected to be best of breed dog for the day, and that dog advances into its group. The Irish setter advances into the sporting group, seven different groups. So all of the 212 breeds and varieties who win advance into their groups, one of the seven, and then we judge them at the group level. So the Irish Setter competes against the Cocker Spaniels and the Pointers and all the other dogs that are sporting dogs. And then we have the Hound, the Working, the Toy, the Terrier, the non-sporting, and the herding groups. So seven different groups. We pick a winner in each of those seven. And those are the seven finalists for Best in Show, which is the third level of competition. So you've got to impress three different judges on three separate occasions, and maybe you'll be our next Best in Show dog.
And I know you explain this every year on the show, but to remind people that when the dogs are being judged, they're being judged based on how well they adhere to the breed standards.
That's correct. And you know, when you're judging them at the breed level, you can get away with comparing them a little bit against the other dogs of the same breed, because they're supposed to have all the same things. But at the group level, in the hound group, for example, we got the Irish Wolfhound, the biggest breed, and Dachshund. And you can't compare an Irish Wolfhound to a Dachshund. You have to compare the Irish Wolfhound to its standard that describes the ideal specimen of that breed. And you do the same thing with the Dachshund. And whichever one of those best fits its standard, that's the dog that you're going to put forward as the winner.
Well, now we're a little partial to Basset Hounds in our family, and it's tough.
Okay.
Basset Hounds don't always do very well. I think it's been a few years since a Basset won the Hound Group. Is it tougher for some breeds?
It really is, because there's a lot of flash that goes on in the dog show, and it's up to the judges to know when that flash is appropriate for the breed and not appropriate for the breed. I mean, a Rhodesian Ridgeback, for example, is supposed to be somewhat wary of strangers and a little bit aloof in that sense. But a Labrador is always going to be standing there wagging its tail at you, which makes it completely different. And it's up to the judge to know that. You have to know you want to make sure that the dogs are right, not only physically and in their conformation, their physical structure, but that they are right from a temperament standpoint as well, and being able to do the job that they were bred to do.
Well, last year, history was made at the National Dog Show. Claire, the Scottish Deerhound, became the first two-time winner.
We have Claire did set history. It was the first time in 20 years that we had a repeat winner. So we're very proud of that. And the hounds, we had a lot of hound winners over the years. And we'll see. Every day is a new day in the dog show world.
We're talking with David Fry, the National Dog Show, presented by Purina, coming up, of course, Thanksgiving Day at 12 noon on NBC. Three new breeds this year. Can you tell us a little bit about them?
We have three of them that are going to be here at our press conference today. But we have, every year we try to have a few new breeds. It really is up to the American Kennel Club to recognize them and make them eligible for confirmation shows like ours. They're not really new breeds. A lot of them have been around for hundreds or thousands of years even. It's just that they finally have enough of a following in this country and a parent club to help promote them. But we have three this year. We have the Moody, which is a herding dog, a little Hungarian herding dog, M-U-D-I, Moody. We have the Russian Toy, small dog, a toy dog, very tiny dog, actually. But they are great little athletes. They do great in agility. But they weigh like 3 or 4 pounds, a lot of them. And then we have the Bracco Italiano, which is a tall, heavy-set pointing dog that is the Italian pointer. And those dogs, those are the three breeds that recognize it, the Bracco in the sporting group, the Russian Toy in the toy group, and the Moody in the herding group.
Well, it has to be exciting for everybody involved after a couple of tough years to go in with no pandemic restrictions this year.
We're starting to get back to normal here. We spent a couple of years with the dogs and the handlers showing with masks on and social distancing and all of that. But now we're getting back to normal. We have almost 2,000 dogs entered in this show this year, which is back to what our high levels have been. And we think that we're going to bring you another great dog show, which we've managed to do through all the pandemic. But this year is going to be different on site in that sense.
Well, we, of course, love watching the dogs, but I also am fascinated by watching the handlers, too. What makes a good handler?
Well, I always say the best handlers are invisible, that they make the dogs look great and they show off their strong points to the judge without being noticed. They're not poking and prodding and running around the ring unnecessarily. That it keeps them, they keep their dogs in great condition. You see them for 2 minutes in the ring on TV, 2 minutes under the judge, but it's really kind of a lifetime of conditioning and grooming and training that goes into making the dog a great show dog.
Now, from your perspective and from your experience with dogs, do they pick up on any stress that the handlers might be experiencing?
Goes right down the lead is what we say. The handler is stressed and a little bit nervous. The dog's going to feel that and be just the same.
Now, David, over the years, we've been lucky enough to have actors Michael McKean and Ed Begley Jr. From Best in Show on with us here. How was that movie received in the dog world?
We loved the movie. We didn't make fun of the dogs. It didn't make fun of the sport. It only made fun of the people. And we admit readily to being a target-rich environment in terms of the people. It's like any other activity. You've got some characters, you've got some people who are great at what they do, and you have everybody in between.
Well, it's become such a great tradition. How does it feel to be part of something that means so much and is part of so many family holiday celebrations?
It's great. We love that. We love knowing that people are sitting at home watching and rooting for their breed. If they've got a Brittany on the couch next to them, that's who they're rooting for. And it's called the alma mater factor. And they do root along with us at the dog show. So it's great fun for us all.
Well, it's so much fun to watch. It's a big part of our family's tradition every year. We'll be tuned in noontime Thanksgiving Day, the National Dog Show presented by Purina. David, it's great to get the chance to talk with you.
Thank you. Great to talk to you, too. Thank you so much.
Have a happy Thanksgiving.
All right. Happy Thanksgiving. Thanks for watching.